Call to Worship is a one-hour radio program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with a short devotional topic. The Call to Worship program has been encouraging listeners since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. Here is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Nothing but praise. I'm excited that you are listening today as we focus on nothing but praise. When Christians think of books in the Bible filled with praise, most would jump to the Psalms. Let's take a look at Psalm 100, a psalm of praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. When David was much older, he had musical instruments made for praise. We see that account in 1 Chronicles chapter 23. So, when David was old and full of days, he made Solomon his son king over Israel, and he gathered together all the princes of Israel with the priests and the Levites. Now, the Levites were numbered from the age of 30 years and upward, and their number, by their polls, man by man, was 38,000, of which 20,000 and 4,000 were to set forward the work of the house of the Lord, and 6,000 were officers and judges. Moreover, 4,000 were porters, and 4,000 praised the Lord with the instruments which I made, said David, to praise therewith. It is very appropriate to stand and praise. We see this in 2 Chronicles, an example, 2 Chronicles chapter 8. And he appointed, according to the order of David, his father, the courses of the priests to their service, and the Levites to their charges, to praise and minister before the priest, as the duty of every day required. The porters also by their courses at every gate, for so had David, the man of God, commanded. And the Levites of the children of Kohathites and the children of Korhites stood up to praise the Lord, God of Israel, with a loud voice on high. And David gives us some ideas as to how we can praise our God. Take a look at Psalm 47. For God is the King over all the earth. Praise him with a psalm. Psalm 150. Praise him with a blast of the ram's horn. Praise him with a lyre and harp. Praise him with a tambourine and dancing. Praise him with strings and flutes. Praise him with a clash of cymbals. Praise him with loud clanging cymbals. Here are just some of the reasons that we praise God for who he is and what he has done. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Deuteronomy 10. Look, the highest heavens and the earth and everything in it all belong to the Lord your God. Yet the Lord chose your ancestors as the objects of his love. And he chose you, their descendants, above all other nations, as is evident today. Therefore, change your hearts and stop being stubborn. For the Lord your God is the God of all gods and Lord of all lords. He is the great God, the mighty and awesome God, who shows no partiality and cannot be bribed. He ensures that orphans and widows receive justice. He shows love to the foreigners living among you and gives them food and clothing. So, you too must show love to foreigners, for you yourselves were once foreigners in the land of Egypt. You must fear the Lord your God and worship him and cling to him. Your oaths must be in his name alone. He alone is your God, the only one who is worthy of your praise, the one who has done these mighty miracles that you have seen with your own eyes. When your ancestors went down into Egypt, there were only 70 of them. But now The Lord your God has made you as numerous as the stars in the sky. When God gives you victory, you can proclaim as Moses did. Then Moses and the people of Israel sang this song to the Lord, I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. He has hurled both horse and rider into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has given me victory. This is my God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. Ephesians, the first chapter, verses 6 and 14. So, we praise God for the glorious grace he has poured out on us, who belong to his dear Son. The Spirit is God's guarantee that he will give us the inheritance he promised, and that he has purchased us to be his own people. He did this so we would praise and glorify him. Think of the example of the 10 lepers and remember to praise God for all things. Luke 17. As Jesus continued on toward Jerusalem, he reached the border between Galilee and Samaria. As he entered a village there, 10 lepers stood at a distance crying out, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. He looked at them and said, Go, show yourselves to the priests. And as they went, they were cleansed of their leprosy. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back to Jesus shouting, Praise God! He fell to the ground at Jesus' feet, thanking him for what he had done. This man was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, Didn't I heal 10 men? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And Jesus said to the man, Stand up and go. Your faith has healed you. And one more reason to praise God. 1 Peter chapter 4. But it is no shame to suffer for being a Christian. Praise God for the privilege of being called by his name. Folks, we should always be praising God.
This has been another devotional taken from the Call to Worship program, a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations and available 24/7 at calltoworship.us.